Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein, and today we've got a new guest on the program, Pauline Nist. Welcome, Pauline.
Thank you.
Pauline, you are a general manager of mission critical computing at Intel, is that right?
That's right.
How does one become general manager of mission critical computing?
I sometimes think that one becomes general manager of mission critical computing by having worked for every server vendor there ever was. I've spent my whole life designing servers, running engineering teams, selling them, running business units, started at Digital Equipment, moved to Tandem, got bought by Compaq, then Compaq bought DEC, and then HP bought Compaq. So I used to have to explain every year at Christmas to my mother that I worked for a different company, but I actually had never really changed jobs.
What would you describe as a mission-critical machine versus just a standard server?
A mission-critical machine is a machine that people really count on to run whatever is important to their business. Now, I tend to think of it a lot as machines that are running some portion of your business. You know, they might be keeping track of your product inventory, they might be keeping track of your sales, they might be actually processing your transactions, but if they go down, whatever you're doing is going to stop. Now, it's actually interesting because there are some people in high-performance computing that actually think what they're doing is mission-critical because they're trying to run simulations of really important things for the government or for companies, and they don't want those machines to go down either.
Sure. Let's talk a little bit about what distinguishes a mission critical machine from just a standard server from a standpoint of the technical features. What would you look at for the reliability features and those types of things that would distinguish it as mission critical? And is there a particular threshold for reliability that the industry is looking for?
Well, reliability is in the eye of the beholder because there are a lot of people who are very satisfied with, you know, our 2 and our 4 socket systems today. There are hosting providers that have designed architectures that run on the current systems, but we believe as people come to depend on these machines more and more that there are things they're looking for. And they fall in a couple of different dimensions. The one everybody talks about first is RAS, reliability, availability, serviceability, which means that you're designing parts so that they will stay up. They will recover from errors. They will keep logs of errors so you can do predictive failure analysis. And with Nehalem EX, we've added over 20 RAS features that, you know, had previously been seen only in high-end risk parts like our Itanium parts, and they're now in the Nehalem because we realize that as these machines get bigger and people do more things with them, they're going to want this RAS capability. A lot of what people want to do with these machines is consolidate, and they want to consolidate because it takes a lot of manpower to administer servers. I mean, if you look at an 8-core Nehalem, if you had 80 servers out there today, whether they were doing print serving or just jobs in your company, you could replace them with 10 servers, which means you only had to image 10 servers, you only had to monitor 10 servers. It saves you on power, it saves you on cooling, it saves you on software licensing. But the minute you consolidate them, now you got more of a probability that you take more things down if the machine fails.
Sure.
And that gets us back to the RAS we talked about, which is why that's important. If you put, you know, 10 machines worth of jobs on that one machine, you don't want it to go down.
That makes perfect sense. So what do you think we're looking forward to in terms of the launch of Nehalem EX? What are the most exciting things that we should be looking for?
Well, I think even before we get to the next generation, we're going to see at launch these 8-socket systems. I think within a quarter or a quarter and a half of launch, we're then going to have people rolling out 16 ways and 32 ways
Wow.
with Nehalem. And then right on the heels of that, you know, we expect to be sampling probably late next year Westmere EXs, which will take us to a whole different performance plateau. And I think that just like we have incredible credibility in our core 2 and 4 socket platforms, sure, we're going to have to build that in 8-socket and beyond, you know. And so I look at almost the next 24 months is we want to do enough demonstrations, enough benchmarks, enough proof points that there's no question in people's mind that we can do this class of system. And we're going to have to do work to earn our stripes because, you know, this is a new place we haven't been. But I think we've got great solutions. And I think that, you know, if we do 18 putting 20 months worth of hard work here with a couple product generations, we're really going to have people convinced we can do it predictably and then even move forward. The biggest thing I've learned about Intel, it really is an engine for cranking out these parts predictably, and they're very complicated.
Yeah. It's well, that's TikTok.
Yeah, yes. That's TikTok. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've been around long enough when I can remember that nobody would have ever imagined we could put 2.3 billion transistors on a device, let alone get them all right on a predictable schedule, you know, and be able to deliver them predictably to the marketplace. It's awesome.
Well, I can't wait to hear more about this. This is a really interesting part of the industry for me personally, and I'm very happy to have you on the show for the first time. Hope you come back.
I will come back. We got lots of exciting things happening this year, so we'll come back and tell you how it's going.
Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.